scripture being celebrated in Israel now. This Thursday will be 40th day of celebrating Easter. What we call it 40th day? It's the day of Ascension. So we are ahead of profoundly recalling and rejoicing over this mystery of what do you call it? Resurrection of Jesus, and how this joy is becomes a kind of a living reality. We call it Easter sacrament. So in our parish yesterday, the bishop was here to share that gift of the power of the Holy Spirit for all teenagers, because a kind of a story that Easter sacrament. That began and we are here today in our community, the coming Mass, next Mass, how young ones will be receiving first Holy Communion. Those three words are special. First, then Holy, and then Communion. So we take these words from that Communion. That's the one that today the Gospel is talking to us. Mystery of the communion. Communion with the Heavenly Father. How the Heavenly Father is in communion with the, what you call a Trinitarian mystery. Falling out of love. That is what the mystery of what you call Trinity. And today we have a beautiful message. We call it. Every Sunday we have good news, but today's good news is so special. It all talks about the familiar word love. And for us, love is almost, when we hear that word love, it is a word of sentimentality. You know? Sentimental, we kind of wrap it in ways to show the love. We scroll on something. Of our words of love in a form of God. As a day we are more at home with love. But what love? Jesus says, as my Father loves me. As my Father loves me. This is what is this story of love. The origin of love is God. God is a loving, we cannot understand with our brain. Because of our computer system, the brain is so tiny to understand. So that's why we believe. That's why we have that validation. We all these are revealed truths. We have this privilege to enjoy and to live that revealed, whatever, mystery of my Father. Loves me as my Father loves me. The origin of human order, the existence of God is love. We only use that word God of God pouring out love. That's the way the existence of the Son comes, pouring out. And Jesus is pouring out of his love. For whom? This sinful, broken, prideful, angry. We have so much, what do you call it? Happiness in us. Sin. To the sinful humanity, Jesus is sent out. To show how much God can help us. God sent his Son when we are sinful, prideful, spiteful, angry, rebellious. That's also God loving us, sending his Son. And today, those words that come from the Gospel of John, and that Easter readings are always from St. John. Today, the passage, the second reading comes from John,
Some people say 4,000 and so on.
the Eastern mystery. We join we call it Sunday after Sunday. So this Easter is not going to be over. It is a kind of a mystery ever we call celebrating. God loving us in a profound way, bringing us so close to His, into His heart, to the eternal communion. Sending His Son, and He loves us so much. He calls us into friendship, so when we gather, we are becoming friends. Fraternity, brotherhood, sisters, fathers, mothers, and then in the Catholic sentiment, we have this Mother of Mary. We have Mother's Day coming, you know. There's a great message for us, you know, Mother's Day bringing everyone, Mother's Day, and that's for bingo, you know. No. When the church talks about bringing all those mothers to that mother. That mother. That's why we celebrate Mother's Day. To be this mother. So when Jesus dying at the cross, that I see this mother and whom we heard this morning, John, two people, they were there. They became such a profound image. And Jesus, in the last words when Jesus said, "Behold your mother, behold your son," and then all the gospel, this disciple took her in his heart. That is the story of a beloved disciple. As beloved disciples, the one of May, we always think about that. I've seen how God took her in his heart. And then the rest is this way. When John brought this gospel, which we use all, when John brought his letters, when John brought the book of Revelation, who was with him? Who was with him? Who was with him? This woman who stood at the foot of the cross, she became part of the household of John. The whole Giovannian, whatever, that family, where everything else is happening in Rome with the people and Paul, where was John? In our tradition, John moved into Ephesus. The family, there's a new household. Mary becomes part of John's household, and who are part of John. And when he recalls the story of Jesus and his, who was there to give him insight. Mary. So that's why people say we need to appreciate what John tells us, because it also comes from the heart of this woman. God is now, she experienced that love in the deepest way. But most profound way. And she becomes part of the household. She becomes part of the household of every Catholic who takes care of mother as a mother. So during this month of May, we see the conversation to experience profound mystery of God's love. And this love is not for 9 years. Our communion is not only 4,000 times, but forever. Let us rejoice, okay? Let us celebrate. Let us try to experience this love so that we can become loving, caring, suffering, sacrificing. That's what we are sent out. Sunday after Sunday, to our households, to our, what you call that community, the church, the domestic church, where our hearts are one.